Our friend Liz was visiting for the weekend, and we sat at our picnic table in the backyard, having pre-sunset cocktails. Our dog, Nora Ephron, sat on the ground, chewing on her stick. My husband Brian was pouring rosé and telling Liz about our latest ordeals since moving upstate. The farmers next door were furious with us, not speaking to us at all anymore, and even banning us from feeding carrots to their donkeys. "You called the government on us," the wife screamed at Brian, which wasn't true. But just as Brian got into the backstory, which actually involved a different farmer, a broken fence, loose goats, and the town supervisor, we heard a donkey's loud bray and looked across the street. Ernie, the donkey, was standing on the lawn of a neighbor's house, clearly having broken out of the pasture, and looking for Nora. Nora was now standing up, pulling against her leash, whining to go to him. Nora is Ernie's girlfriend. I'm Matt Zucker, and this is City It, learning to live and love life in the Hudson Valley. Episode 1. The term City It refers to a hardened city person who moves to the country and acclimates through experience. I picked the term up from my friend Victor, who has spent a lot of time in Montauk and the Hamptons, where I think the term originated. There are a lot of City Its out there, mostly New Yorkers who come out seasonally with their Belducci's grocery bags and Mercedes SUVs. The Hudson Valley, where we now live, is different. It's a big region of New York State that stretches all along the Hudson River, down from Westchester, New York City, up north to Albany, the state capital. The Hudson Valley was America's original breadbasket and the home of a lot of colonial history, which I love. There are farms, orchards, historic sites like FDR Library, Vanderbilt, and Astor Homes, colleges like Vassar and Bard. It's become quite popular among city folks for second homes, and also for first homes, especially after 9/11. And quite a number left the city for a quieter, perhaps safer life. There are also a lot of bankers and professionals like me and hipsters coming from Brooklyn and Manhattan cities like Kingston and Hudson and towns like Rhinebeck and Venetia. Real estate prices have shot up, which hasn't makes outsiders popular with locals. Never mind the Volvo station wagons like ours, which mingle among the pickup trucks that the city folks don't have. Not everyone's an idiot, at least not to me. Some of us are earnestly trying to make lives here, and my husband, Brian, and I, we see City It more as a phase than a permanent label. As we shift our lives up here, including shifting our mail, our voting, our friends, we desperately want to graduate from weekend to resident. Everything is new to me. I grew up in New Jersey suburbs, and Brian was raised in Brooklyn. We owned part of a brownstone, but never a full house, much less knew about outbuildings. Certainly never had property to take care of or a septic system to contend with. Here, we bought an 1847 cottage in Dutchess County, and everything is different. The eggs are fresh, the landscape is stunning, the animals are hilarious, and yes, there's plenty of culture, but we still have a lot to learn. This podcast will share what we picked up, from how to pick a town and make friends, to how to shop for food and deal with country plumbing. It took us 2 years and stuck on a steep, rocky driveway in a snowstorm to realize that a Mini was a stupid car to have here, but only take you a few minutes a month to get smart and hopefully inspired about country living, hear quirky stories, and meet quirky people. Each has a hard-earned lesson. I'll be honest, my agenda is nothing less than to get more people up here, either as weekenders full-time or something in between. I'd be curious if other areas of the country feel like this as well, so let me know about that. I'm obviously not a farmer or a tour guide. I'm a digital strategist for a consulting firm and a writer on the side. Our site with some pictures and links is cityit.com, and you can follow cityit.hv on Instagram or message me via Twitter at Matt Zucker. Please subscribe, rate us in the Apple Store, and see you next time. Come visit.